The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valenti and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling sick? It's okay. You got PTO.
Forgot to pay a bill and ruined your credit?
Well, it's only up from here.
The wifey filed for divorce? Damn, son.
I see you, player. It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
Well, the problem is everybody is sick, and if you're out of PTO, I apologize right now. Yeah, exactly. So it is Little Victories where we start in the show and try to find something positive. So I'm going to say I have heat. That's positive. We have heat. It's know what? It's 1 degree outside and there's people that don't have heat and people that are struggling right now.
This is very true.
We have heat.
This is very true.
This is about, I'm really in a negative mood today, so I'm trying to snap myself out of it. This is what Little Victories is about, dude.
Exactly.
Because even though it's Friday, I'm annoyed. And so I think I have to find the positive, which is I have heat. You know what? I have free coffee at work. You know what? It's up from here,
dude. You
have
your health?
I have my health. I'm actually not sick today, thank God.
Yeah.
And you have sick babies, so I just got to be grateful for that. Little victories. Little victories. I got to stop. I got to snap out of it. Snap out. Because happiness is a choice. That's what I'm telling myself.
I mean, happiness is a choice.
Happiness is a choice through my gritted teeth.
Bringing joy to others is a choice. And trying to be a good person is a choice. These are all conscious choices we make on a daily basis. It doesn't come easy, y'all.
It does not. That was a good I actually needed that pep talk, even though you didn't say much. I needed that. It's a choice, all of it. Being a good person is a choice.
You can, bro.
You know what? That's the positive. DZ's a positive man. There you go. Even when his life's on fire.
In shambles. Yeah, buddy.
Everything's going to be fine. We're fine.
Wife ain't got PTO, but I could work from home with the kids.
That's right, baby. All right. We're going to do the question of the day coming up next. Hold on, Kiss FM.
Dias.
Buenos dias. You know, I needed it. I needed it. You know what I needed? A voice message from one of our people this morning. That was what I needed. And it appears that we have one because we just did Little Victories and I said I was struggling today to be positive. I was just annoyed for multiple reasons, from work to home to you name it. I mean, my family and I got into it again last night. You name it, dude. We're on a roll. We're on a roll. We already dealt with that on What Would DZ Do? But then I opened the voice messages on Friday the 13th. Which Natalie in Menominee Falls pointed out on our text message.
Of course. Of course.
And Danny from Oak Creek left us a voice message. So I want to hear this.
Well, it's Friday the 13th, and we're looking at Little Victories. I'm always a half glass full. Mm-hmm. I woke up late, but I'm running on time. It's going to be a good day. Come on, Little Victories.
Come on.
In my corner. Please.
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 Please. We're all having Friday the 13th energy today. Is that what's happening?
I like that you said, I woke up late, but I'm running on time.
That was a really good one, Danny. How are you doing, DZ? How are the babies? I know you've been struggling over there. A lot of sickness. How's it going?
It's day by day, dog. Mm-hmm. We're out here just trying to make it. Listen, bronchitis and pneumonia. Yeah. What do you do about that?
Well, like, do you know what I learned yesterday? You told me this. I didn't know pneumonia could be contagious.
Apparently.
I learned this because I know two other people who have pneumonia right now as well.
Apparently, it can be contagious. I don't know which sorts are or aren't, but... Hey, listen, thankfully ours isn't. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. We're just going day by day. Honestly, it's Friday the 13th.
Well, and the fever broke, you said, so that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
Yeah, thankfully the fever broke, yes.
Yes, all right. Well, are you ready to get into the question of the day?
I am if you are,
let's
dog.
See if we can get inspired, everybody. All right, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, DZ, you want intense or you want light for the question of the day today?
Don't play with me, light. my mental capacity can handle light and light only.
All right, well then, can we do something funny and light?
Oh, of course, that's what I mean.
I don't want to trigger anyone with this one, but what's the most expensive thing you've ever broken? Because... I can go first if you'd like, happily. Mm-hmm. And I may be off on this, but when I was a kid, I didn't break it, but I wrote on the back of a white leather chair that my parents had with a black permanent marker. I played tic-tac-toe on it.
You did not.
Uh-huh.
On a leather chair?
A white leather chair. Which, because it was the 80s. I mean, a white leather chair.
We had white leather couches in the 2000s. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. Like, okay. I can picture the chair and it's so not today, but you know.
No, for sure, for sure.
A white leather chair. And we're not going to talk about what happened after because I'm traumatized from that part, but.
Smack, smack, smack.
The one time I do not talk about what I endured after, but yeah. I am telling you listen. Something. That was probably the most expensive thing I have ever broken was when I wrote on the back of my parents' white leather chair with a permanent marker.
Yeah,
that was not a good day in my life. I don't remember how old I was. My sisters tried to protect me.
Did they? Those are some good sisters right there.
I was in the bath. You know what? I shouldn't even tell them this story. I was in the bathtub. My dad goes, get out of the bathtub. That's how little I was. So I got out. Aww. My sisters go, get in here. And they put me, I had like seven, you know, sleepers like that you used to wear. Like
the
you
sleep
wear
sacks.
I had like seven sleepers on. They're like, okay, go out and get your spanking. It was not good. Go get them licks, dog.
It'll help the padding.
It's not a good day. Yeah. So anyway, like I said, traumatized from those days, and we don't do that stuff hopefully anymore. But you know,
got a few of them days. What you talking about?
Now I try to parent with my brain and emotions and talking, but it's rough. I still yell a lot. All right, what's the most expensive thing you've ever broken?
I mean, you name it. I was actually a really destructive kid, you know?
Why do I not find this surprising at all?
Yeah.
Have you ever broken anything you can think of in adulthood? Because I was really trying to think, like, if I ever broken a glass or something that somebody else owned, that I would just be mortified, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. As an adult, I mean, it wasn't even my own fault, but, like, I've wrecked a car, right? And it wasn't something insane. Like, yeah, a couple grand down the toilet. I was borrowing my little sister's car at the time, and unfortunately, we was driving, getting on the on ramp. I hit a patch of black ice. I spun out, hit the guardrail, whipped it, bang bang. Thankfully, I was okay. I was by myself, and it was before we had kids. I was leaving the chiropractor, coincidentally enough, from another accident that I had been in. Rear-ended, completely demolished. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totaled my car, so that's why I needed to borrow my little sister's car for a week or two.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I totaled her car too, man.
Aww. A car is an expensive thing to break.
Yep.
Do you know what Bella and Kenosha texted in? This is a good one. She said, my body. I didn't even think about a broken bone. The most expensive thing you've ever broken.
Oh.
I broke
thankfully,
my... Yeah. What?
I was gonna say, I've only broken one bone before.
Okay.
Not that I know that I've officially gotten diagnosed.
Some people have never broken a bone. I mean, some people go their whole life and never break a bone. Mine was my arm when I was six, and then I broke my foot when I lived in Albuquerque when I was drinking too much. And I had heels on. Long story. What was the bone you broke?
Stress fracture. I got a boxer fracture in my hand from football. Yeah, broke it in the game. Ooh. And I tried to finish the game out. Yeah.
Dang.
It was painful.
All right.
It was painful.
Well, I see the text coming in, and this is good. So we're going to read those, and we're going to take your calls next. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. What's the most expensive thing you've ever broken?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So we're talking about the most expensive thing that you have ever broken. And this is going to be funny when we get to the calls because I want to know all about this. Kevin's in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Kevin. Good morning.
Morning.
Tell DZ and I, what's the most expensive thing you've ever broken?
Well, I've been through about a year and a half's worth of therapy just on my shoulder.
Okay.
Thanks to originally an injury from my time in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
And having multiple surgeries and that. So my expensive thing technically isn't me being expensive.
Okay. Waiting for you to get to the point here, Kevin. Where are we going with this? Where are we going with this, Kevin?
the whole thing was like people and their taxes, they helped me out with the VA benefits, you know.
Huh?
Is that the injury?
What's the injury? What's the most expensive?
What'd you break?
I tore my labrum twice.
Okay.
Oh no. That's expensive.
I've torn the two of the three bicep tendon strands, and now I am about to be doing it, like the PRP shots, which are experimental and that. So
yeah.
It's been,
okay. I get it. You're going through a lot, Kevin. Kevin's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kevin's most expensive break is himself.
Yeah, he broke himself. Kevin, thank you so much for calling.
Appreciate you, man.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, or Monday, actually. Not tomorrow. We're not here tomorrow. Not at all. Let's go to our boy in Waukesha, Nick, who got his own theme song, and we just don't have it in the system yet. Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys. It's all right. I don't mind. It's all, we'll get there.
All right.
You know you got it. You've earned it, dog. Mm-hmm. That's all.
I know.
Nick, what's the most expensive thing you've ever broken? And we keep ending up on the body, so I don't know if that's where you're going or you're going somewhere else today.
Right?
I'm going to go with car. When I was younger, I got in quite a few wrecks. I've destroyed quite a few cars.
Mm. Oh, it's cars. Okay.
Cars. Like me, cars.
Uh-huh. It's cars. Yeah. Well, what's the most expensive car you broke? How's that?
I would have to say a pickup truck that was only made like 2 years old.
Oh, it was new.
That's not good. That's not good. Nope. Nick, not a good move. All right, Nick, we love you. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a good weekend.
Drive safe. Fam.
Bye. Next up, I'm actually excited. We haven't heard from her in a minute, and I miss her. Remember Audrey in Detroit?
Straight out of Compton. What? Where's she been?
I don't know. Let's find out. Good morning,
almost
Audrey.
Forgot about her.
In Racine.
Good morning, guys.
But she's from Detroit, so we call her Detroit.
Out there competing with Calabama?
Yep. What's going on, Audrey? What's the most expensive thing you've broken?
Well, I'm going to shout out my dad, Big H, for doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was at wrestling camp, and my dad broke my hand in three different places and tore the ligament off my thumb.
What?
Yeah,
what did he do to you?
What? Ground defense for freestyle, and my dad's about 6'4", 300 pounds, rolled my hand to my forearm.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
H stands for handbreaker. Ah!
What? Actually.
He got that nickname after he broke my hand.
That's hysterical. Stop it right now. Audrey, your dad, I hope you tell everybody that. My dad broke my hand. Man.
He has not let it down.
Wow.
Did you have to get surgery from that?
So the way that I tore the ligament, I didn't have to, thankfully. It reattached itself. But that year I was working landscape for my uncle, and I didn't have a hand. I had a paw.
Yeah. My hat up, Paul. Oh my gosh. Audrey, you're so funny. I have a new vision now. You know what I love? This is what I love about our regulars is we get to know them, then we can learn what their families are like, and we can be like, so now I can picture Audrey's dad. I can see Big H in my mind right now, Audrey. You have a great day. We'll talk
to you
later.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, we got one more. We got our girl, Karen in Tishigan. Let me see what line she's on. Here we go. Hi, Karen.
Hey.
Good morning. It's been a minute. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great.
Surviving and thriving.
Yes, we are. What's the most expensive thing you've ever broken, Karen?
The thing is, it's my car, but it's the way I did it.
You said my car.
I had a bunch of kids.
So cute.
Going to soccer practice.
Uh-huh.
And the soccer practice parking lot was full of trees, and all these people were out in the field, and I backed my car into a tree, like, really hard. Everybody looked, and the kids were like, oh, my God! And I had a huge dent in the back of my car, but it was so embarrassing because everybody was staring at me. I swear that tree moved.
No.
Yeah, the tree definitely got in your way, girl. It wasn't you.
It jumped in front of me. It jumped behind me.
Sure it did. Yeah. There's somebody texted.
Popped out of nowhere.
Dude, somebody texted in and said, my kid broke my plumbing. I don't even want to know anymore. No thanks.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
DZ, what's the problem today? Talk to me.
Oh, Lord, I'm the problem. I need help. Y'all.
Well, I know that, but what else is the problem? What's the other problem, though?
Well, the issue is, you know, we're home. I'm home, I should say, working from home with these unfortunately sick kids.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, bronchitis, pneumonia. That's our thing right now. Yay!
It's not a fun time for a lot of people. I just found out my friend's mom's in the hospital with pneumonia. I had no idea. I'm like, you didn't tell me? Everybody's sick. I feel so awful. She's going to be okay. But, like, what?
Thankfully.
What?
But right. It's sick, not
scary,
just like a little cold.
You got to be careful. Right? You got to be careful. Oh, baby. Oh, I wish I could snuggle those little babies, my little nephews. Is that Danny or Sammy?
That's Danny.
That's Danny. I thought that was the little one. That's the one-year-old. Poor thing. Aw.
There he is. Okay. Well, the three-year-old, Sammy, is the one that we have an issue with, and I'm hoping somebody could help because I actually don't know.
Okay, talk to us.
He got sent home with some breathing treatments, an inhaler, you know, something to help his cough, just settle it down a little bit so he can start feeling better.
Sure.
The thing is, though, he absolutely hates this inhaler. And when I say hates, I mean H-A-T-E, all
capital.
He has PTSD from something he's never experienced. The way he freaks out is something I have never seen from my son. I swear it's like he got beat with an inhaler once in a past life. And
something off. Okay, wait, I have a question.
There is something off. Like, this is trauma from another lifetime.
Really?
That he is going, I'm talking about blood-curdling, screaming, kicking, flailing, spitting.
What?
He says it tastes weird. He is like, I'm talking about, like, I'm going, son, I will fight you if I have to make you take this inhaler. Like, don't make
and
me.
I will
don't
win.
Make me.
And I will win.
I got grown man strength. Like, he is bad with it.
Let me ask some questions. One, because I've never used an inhaler. I don't know how they. I mean, I know how they work. You inhale them, but does it hurt? Do inhalers hurt or something?
They don't hurt.
Okay,
no,
well then
they don't
he
hurt.
Just doesn't like the way it tastes.
He said he doesn't like the way it tastes. But here's the thing. They do have a certain je ne sais quoi flavor to them that has this, like, it's almost metallic. I don't know how to explain it.
A lot of medicine that kids take.
That's why we put that
bubblegum flavor in everything for them. Yeah, on.
The inhaler ain't bubblegum flavored. Okay? Mm-hmm. So maybe it should be because that's part of the problem. But it's not enough for him to freak out like the way he's freaking out. I swear, if I were to go to get the inhaler and the spacer right now and bring it in here on air, you would hear that boy probably curse on air. You'd have to have the dumb button ready, Allie.
And he's really?
He's only three.
Well, he probably heard me saying some naughty words, not you. It was definitely me.
It was definitely Dad.
So then what do you
guys... Can't take the credit for this one.
Okay, fine. You made him cuss, not me. Fine. If you're the problem, you're the problem. Okay, so then my next question is the parenting side, you and Aaron's side. What do you guys do when he freaks out? Because you know where I'm going with this. What's your reaction? Do you enable the reaction where now he's going, if I scream, they'll stop? Or do, you know what I mean? Or are we too far gone because he's screaming? Do you know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with that.
He's gotten like three treatments and he's been freaking out for every single one of them. There's no solution. This is something we've never done before.
Dang.
So my little sister has asthma, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
She used to have the breathing treatments. She used to have the inhalers. She never had an issue with this. Mm. I actually don't know how this is a problem because my little sister just kind of always was okay with it. So excuse me, got a little one coughing in my lap.
That's all right. That's what we're talking about anyway.
But literally, I don't have the experience of anybody having a problem with an inhaler. I never used one growing up. My wife used one, but she's fine has no problem with it.
You see this text that said my grandson was 2 and had an inhaler with a vent tube. Let him do it himself. What he wouldn't do it himself.
He will not do it himself. We've tried to let him do it himself. We've tried to let him just get acclimated to the little spacer thing that they give kids.
Mm-hmm.
So pediatrics gives you a spacer so that the children aren't having to put it in their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a little easier for them to just have a little cup mask on their nose.
Got it.
You spray it into a tube, mm-hmm. and then they breathe in, breathe out normally, mm-hmm. so they don't feel like you're inhaling an inhaler like we adults do.
Right.
Nothing. Right. I'm talking, he's even scared of the spacer dog. Mm-hmm. He is screaming bloody murder for the spacer. You don't even have to have the inhaler involved.
Jeez.
We are at a loss. He's on day three of these treatments, mm-hmm. and barely able to use it because we're not about to hold him down, choke him out, or give him some spankings.
I get it. Come on, hold on. Now, I get that for sure. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I get that. This is tough. So DZ wants help. What is he supposed to, how does he get Sammy to use the inhaler? That's what he needs help with today. Aw, there's Danny.
You can hear he needs it.
Well, that's Danny. Is that Danny? That's Danny.
No, it's Danny.
I was like, that's the other one.
you don't hear the other one coughing too?
No.
They're over here in unison.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So DZ's struggling with 2 sick babies, and they cannot get Sammy to use the inhaler. He hates it. He screams bloody murder, right?
I almost went to get it just to prove a point, but I decided I didn't want to do that to y'all or myself. More myself.
We appreciate you for doing that. Well, Melissa is in Kenosha this morning. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
DZ needs counseling. We're flipping it to, what should DZ do today? What's your advice?
So I have a 5-year-old that also has an inhaler, mm-hmm. a spacer,
okay.
and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just got over all this crap in our house, DZ, like over Thanksgiving we had this.
Poor things.
Okay, so it's going to get better. I hear it.
It's up from here.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
So but does he have the mask?
So they give him a mask and then a spacer, but no straps on the mask. So the mask and the spacer are attached together as like the one unit.
Yep, and you have to like push it against their face.
Essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I did is I also take an inhaler, so it's different for me, but I heard Erin also had one back in the day, mm-hmm. I guess.
She has one now. We've shown her.
Ah.
Have you done it with the spacer and the mask with Erin?
Yes. Mm. Yes. We've all done it.
Have you done it to Erin though? To like show him like this is how it's going to work. Daddy's going to put this over your face and you're going to lean against it. And then you're going to.
He's done it, Melissa. I guess we're out of options.
I'm not going to lie. Yes, we've done it. This is how it goes.
The only thing I can tell you is to let him play with the spacer and the mask.
He is Melissa, he is terrified of the spacer. He won't even go near it.
If he just sees it laying around without the inhaler near it, maybe he'll be interested in it.
Mm.
Like, okay, this is coming from also an early childhood teacher.
Okay.
Sometimes you need to just expose them. Just have it laying around and just have them see if he goes near it.
Okay.
And like, put the mask in a different spot than the spacer.
Okay.
Do not bring out the inhaler at all, but have him get acclimated. It's going to take a little bit, I know. Now, mind you, I have a 5-year-old that needed it, so it was a little bit different. Like
a little more understanding at 5 years old than 3, you know?
Yeah.
That's the difference. But, and him never having used it before, I think, is what's freaking him out. The spacer yesterday, we put it next to him, just nonchalant, set it down to him next to him on the couch. Man tried to throw it across the room.
He is your kid. Lisa in West Dallas wrote in and said, a little bribery goes a long ways. Get a piece of candy
that
ready,
too.
And he'll take that inhaler like a champ. Love, Lisa in West Dallas. That's what she said.
My next one.
Okay.
Oh, my boy.
Melissa, you know why I like you? Melissa, I like you because you had 900 options, and I appreciate that about you. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye. What were you going to say about the candy, DZ?
I must be doing a bad job at explaining this. We've tried everything. We bribed him with early presents. We bribed him with toys.
Okay.
We tried to bribe him with a trip to Target. You know he loved Target.
Oh, Target? Well, hold on. Let's see what Brittany in West Bend is going to suggest then. Hi, Brittany. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right. DZ's morning. At his wit's end. There's a saying I haven't said in a while.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
What's your advice for getting Sammy to use the inhaler?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I have a 3-year-old son who just hates his inhaler.
Oh,
but he has one.
Does anything work?
Doing it when he's sleeping.
Oh.
When he's sleep.
Go on.
Oh,
yeah, go on.
Please. When
he's awake and he's like coughing and stuff and he needs it, well, me and his dad will be like, you know, you can do it the good way, which is, you know, letting us do it nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Or the bad way, where we pin you down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And then everybody's crying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't you love those times as a parent when you're all crying and now everybody's unhappy? Good times.
Bonding experiences.
Good times. You know what? I appreciate that advice, Brittany, because it's something different. Do it when he's sleeping. Thank you, Brittany. And
we really hope
your kid is better or gets better, okay?
Yeah, for real.
Same to you, DZ.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Brittany.
Bye. All right. You remember Kate the Great, who called from East Troy the other day and said she almost died from vaping?
Yes,
She was on the news and everything. Well, she's back on. Hi, Kate. We're so glad you're alive, by the way.
We looked up woman in Waukesha almost died. Yes.
She's like, it was on the news.
Yes.
And Kate said, because of what I went through, well, you tell it, Kate. I'm not going to tell your story. Go on. Tell these. Help DZ.
No, that's okay. Since I've gotten sick, I'm on lots of inhalers and lots of nebulizer treatments and things like that.
So you have to continue it after we went through. Should be an ad for not to vape.
I was on prednisone for a year.
Mm.
I had double cataract surgery. I have inhalers on a daily basis.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
Oh, my God. You're not even. Oh, jeez. You're young.
You're our age, dog.
I know, but I'm living an elderly life because
of the vaping and she almost died. Wow, dude. Okay, so what's your suggestion?
Go back to the basics and put him or her, your little one,
him.
In the bathroom with a shower and get some of that.
Steam. She's saying do the steam. You know what's funny? Owen is under the weather. He's staying home today. And which reminds me, I got to freaking put his absence request in this morning so the school knows. I just remembered that at 7-Eleven. He is under the weather and I made him get in the shower last night because he's 13. I go, just sit in there with the steam. Just trust me. Just hang out, man.
If they're not going to do the inhalers, I get that whole thing. Like, scared of it, force it. After a while, just take a break from it completely and just try the steam and, you know, maybe try something different because I get kids are terrified of certain things for whatever reason.
For no reason.
Take that stress off of you guys. And also, even getting that cold air in their lungs is sometimes, like, just even going outside for a minute and getting that fresh air is good. My pulmonologist have told me.
Really? The cold air? Yeah, because we've talked about this, how the cold, you know, can the cotton cold, they do different things.
They can
help with inflammation. That's interesting. Well, smart.
People in, like, Norway will put their babies outside to nap in, like, Austria, stuff like that. They'll let their babies nap
for
outside
the fresh
in the winter because it's good for the fresh air, their lungs. As long as they're bundled up, right, they're good.
I'm so into this right now. Okay, I like this.
They do gotta be bundled. Don't just be bringing your babies out there with no clothes on in the cold.
Don't be dumb.
Put some clothes on that baby. But them breathing in some cold air is good for it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. We ain't taking you out there.
Kate the Great in East Troy, we appreciate you. That was good. Thank you for calling.
Yes. I'll talk to you guys soon. I'm going to get a song. I know I am.
You're going
to
do it, girl. Yeah, you're on a roll. We'll talk to you later. All right, take care. I'm really fascinated by one of the texts. I hadn't even thought about this. Listen to this. Natalie, our girl in Menominee Falls, said, get Hudson to talk to him. Maybe someone younger trying to convince him would help. I never thought about bringing another kid in to talk to him like a kid. Like, Hudson's 11, but Hudson, you know, he's just different. He's different.
You think that'll work for a three?
We can put him on FaceTime. Maybe Hudson will talk him. Maybe Hudson could talk some sense into him. I don't know. That's a weird suggestion.
He's an in-person kid. Sammy is. We're gonna have to do this in person. But think about it. When you get a cool older kid to talk to some of the middle schoolers, the middle schoolers usually tend to listen a little bit better. Is that concept
true?
Works for 3-year-olds?
Maybe. Here's another one. Angel and Racine. I love this one. Texted. When my son was 4, he didn't want to take his inhaler either. Period. So I used to take a puff and pretend like it gave me muscles, and then I became extra super mom. After that, he wanted to take it too, so it would give him muscles. Now this is an interesting take. I'm into it.
Okay, now I got to go try two things. Right. First, I got to try to get Sammy down for a nap so I can try it in the sleep. And then I'm going to try the muscle trick.
Go get him, Tiger. Yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, DZ.
So we are getting voice messages right now through the Odyssey app, because you can leave us voice messages, and we love this feature on our show. If you download our free app, Odyssey, AUDACY, and then you follow 103.7 Kiss FM, right on the Listen Live page, there's a send us a voice message, and that comes to me and DZ. So, DZ, we were just talking about you on What Would DZ Do? Your sons, how they're, you know, this RSV, all this stuff going around. Sammy hates the inhaler, your 3-year-old, right?
Yeah, well, he got prescribed an inhaler to help with his cough and his breathing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the spacer with the mask attached to it, whatever little aero chamber plus Flovu.
Mm-hmm.
He is PTSD traumatized from something he's only experienced once in his life. So, how?
He hates the thing. Well, we have a couple messages. One about your situation, and then we have some other messages about other stuff. So let's just start with yours first. This is Candace in Sheboygan. Let's see what she said.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to touch base on what one of the previous callers said about going back to the basics and steam from showers. I also suffer from chronic bronchitis and asthma, and one thing that I found very helpful in addition to the steam showers is I recently discovered back during COVID that Vicks VapoRub sells a product like that, but it's a shower steamer.
Oh.
So then when you're in the shower...
Might have heard about this.
Taking in those hot, steamy air, you're also taking in that property of the Vicks VapoRub product,
the menthol to help with your airways
and breathing.
Ah, you know what I love is how we both do this. It's so fun. We listen to their message. We talk to them like they're on with us, but they're not.
Like they're callers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like the Medicaid. Yeah,
we're like, go on, Candace. So that's an option, because we were talking about, you know, steaming in the shower or just getting some fresh air, that either one could be good for them, you know?
Bruh, I feel like a bad Hispanic because I haven't even tried Vicks VapoRub.
Come on, DZ. You haven't done every home remedy? What's wrong with you?
Wait, I thought we had tried everything. I need to go to the store. My Colombianness is not intact today.
Get it together, DZ.
I'm tired.
Bella and Kenosha left us a message. This is not about that. This is because we were so negative. I was so negative when we started the show because I was having a rough Friday. Here's what Bella said.
You name it. And woosah, girl. It's Friday. We're having your surgery next week.
Yes.
Every little thing is going to be all right.
How's she quote like 19 things in 3 seconds?
Dude, our regulars are so funny. Yeah, my surgery's next week. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. It's good. We were having a day. But, you know, do you feel like you have some things you can try now with Sammy and Danny? Like Sammy with the inhaler?
Yeah, and we've been doing the shower steaming thing, but I think maybe adding some like menthol minty scents to try to open up their airway and help them relieve some of that pressure might be a good idea. Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, thank you all. You can always leave us voice messages. Adrian keeps texting in that he wants you to call him. He thinks he can help. So you can do that when you don't have two sick babies in front of you. DZ.
Yeah, let me get my hands free real quick, Adrian.
Oh, he said he hit you up on Instagram. Soy me DZ if you want to find DZ on Instagram. I'm Allie Faith 1. Somebody else texted in, said that Vicks stuff is not recommended for kids. So check on that. No. Maybe there's a kids product. Okay, good to know.
Okay.
And somebody else said on the text line, my brother is asthmatic, and when he would have asthma attacks as a baby, the doctor would tell my mom to wrap him up real good and take him outside in the cold because the cold air helps to open his lungs.
Right. Okay. All
right. You know what? Don't make me go do the whole show outside. I'll get crazy on you guys just because.
let's not get too crazy.
All right. Well, still coming up on the show, we have Dumpster Fire Dating. Wait till I tell you the DM I got this week. You're going to love it, DZ. You're going to love it.
Am I though?
I think so. But Am I the Jerk is first, and that's coming up next. Hold on.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so I just want to do a warning. This is going to be rough on some people. I almost didn't even pull this one out because when we got this submission, somebody slid into our DMs on Facebook under the KISS account. I was like, oh, this is a serious one. This is intense. This is not a laughing matter, and this is about addiction and parents and things like that. So you ready for this?
It's a yikes for sure. It's a listen, and we listen,
and then we'll go.
We don't judge.
There you go.
And then we'll judge.
And then we'll judge after. You're right. But first, listen and don't judge. Good point, DZ.
Yep.
All right. So I'll leave her anonymous. She said, I don't know if she cares, but she says, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk? My mother has had 6 DUIs and a past of getting violent. She has hurt my sister and beat up my brother twice in the past. A couple of months ago, she attacked me while intoxicated and called me unnecessary names. So I called the police because I was scared. Now she's facing felony charges and we have a restraining order. Oof. I have multiple people in my mom's circle, including my sister, telling me to drop the charges and help her get out of jail because she's facing felony charges. I'm already paying her rent and cell phone bill. I don't plan to drop the charges. Does that make me a jerk simply because she's my mother? Oh, I got chills and goosebumps reading this once again. I got it the first time and I was like, and it wasn't that I did. It's just intense. It's just intense. And a lot of people go through stuff like this and it's really hard when you have someone in your life who's abusive and other people going, but it's your family. But it's your family. And you're like, but huh? And then there's also the addiction where you can get people, you want to get people help and things like that. There's so many factors here. Sorry, DZ, go ahead.
You're good, I'm getting worked up.
I can tell. I'm letting you do your thing. I think, man, I said everything I wanted to say about that. What do you think?
So my thing is, most people will tell you when you're dealing with addiction, when you're dealing with a circle or a cycle of abuse, when you're dealing with somebody that has problems for themselves in their own right, and then they also have a family who they're imposing their problems onto. They tell you, "Yeah, you'd have to get somebody else involved. You can't handle this. You can't do this by yourself. You can't deal with it." Now this is already happening. The authorities were called because she had a moment. They had a moment where they were scared of their mother, so they called, and she was incarcerated. Now she's facing felony time for something that she actually did.
And it's not the first time she's put in this, that it's happened multiple times.
You do the crime, you serve the time situation. This is the in-between of where now you could drop these charges, but then you go back to the cycle of abuse. This person continues to get away with the pattern of behavior.
You gotta hold them accountable.
But it's your mother.
And that's where it kills you.
This is the one time where now they get it. Because before, it was just a little misdemeanor. Now you're facing felony charges. Now your mom could go away for real. Now you're feeling bad. Has your mother reached out and said anything? Because it's only people in her circle, quote unquote.
Which is messed up. And this is where people let the guilt get the best of them. And then they don't do what's best for the person who's suffering. Right? Because you're so afraid of what may happen to them. You end up enabling them instead of actually helping them. Rock bottom sometimes is where people have to be to really want to get help. Because as long as somebody's helping them and there's someone you can call and say, well, drop the charges. It won't happen again. And you drop them and then it happens again. And look, and then you go, and then now they're fighting because of somebody else's actions, you know?
Well, you could flip it too. And then a family member's like, but look at how it's affecting everybody in the family, having, you know, your mother incarcerated. It's not just affecting her. It's affecting us. It's affecting you. If she were to be out, then it would at least be we're all together, yada, yada. But this is where they try to convince you with that pattern of toxicity.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to call her Deidre. Go on. Oh, I see you got your finger up. You're not done yet, DZ. Go on. Where were you? And another thing.
And another, no, bro. We're both going on one now. I don't even know which way I'm leaning because I understand that it's your family and it's your mother.
I'm saying not the
jerk. In my wildest dreams, could never imagine calling the cops on my mother.
Imagine nobody wants to be in this position. Nobody. But she didn't put herself in this position. She just didn't.
She didn't. Her mother did. Mm-hmm. And now she's the one that's parenting
not her fault.
The adult. And the unfortunate reality is that you'd assume that you'd never call your cops on family, but we've never been put in the situation to have to want to call our cops on family.
Exactly.
I'll say what it is. I've never thought, oh my gosh, I got to call the cops on my mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, you obviously want them to get help. Addiction's no joke, you know? So I get the mental health side of it too. 414-533-1037. That's the number you can call or text. This is a serious one, and I know this is something that affects a lot of people, so it's getting deep today on Am I the Jerk. We will talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So this is an intense one today. Very serious stuff. And we've got our callers on the phone. We got this DM on the Kiss FM Facebook account. And I'm calling her Deidre. I changed her name. And she wants to know if she's the jerk because she put felony charges on her mother, who sounds like she has an addiction. The mom has 6 DUIs, has a past of getting violent, has hurt her and her siblings. Yep. And so she called the police last time and pressed charges. And now her sister's asking her to drop them because they're felony charges. She said, am I the jerk if I don't, you know, for simply because she's my mom? So
my mom become a felon.
Yeah, I mean, so this is a very serious topic. So let's go to Aaron in Menominee Falls this morning. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm all right, Ellie. How are you?
You know, we've had days. This is a serious one, though. So no joking matters on this one. What do you think, Aaron?
No, it is 1,000%. She is not the jerk.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. So my dad is a recovering alcoholic, drug addict for like all of my childhood. Mm-hmm. Finally got sober around the time I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. Tell you right now, the exact thing that got him sober was my mom and me and my sisters holding some very, very hard lines and him hitting some really, really serious rock bottoms before he just had to get sober and made a decision to do it himself. So,
rock bottom, force you.
Well, yeah, and notice, I mean, she said rock bottoms, more than one. Sometimes you need more than one.
Well, and the scary thing for a lot of people is you don't want to push them to rock bottom because you're like, what if I lose them, right? And then you have, but that it's not on you. You know what I mean? This is what's so hard about these problems, the guilt, you know, you just want them to be okay, right, Aaron?
Well, you love
it. Absolutely. And we did lose him for 2 years. He disappeared on us for 2 years before he had enough rock bottoms in the world out there to get sober.
Right.
So it's going to get harder for her before it gets better, but it's the most loving thing she can do.
I love how you said that. The loving thing is to hold them accountable. That's from somebody who's been through it with their own father. Okay, Aaron, thank you so much for sharing today. You have a good day, all right?
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Whew, this is an intense one. I'm going to go straight. What's up, DZ?
Self-love and outer love. You know, loving the parent, loving the family, and loving yourself for not putting yourself through that. I like that caller.
Me too. Saucy is on the phone. She's triggered.
Ooh.
The least.
Yeah, she different.
Hi, Saucy.
Yes,
good morning.
I'm different. Hey.
Hey.
I don't think I'm different in this situation.
Talk to us, Saucy.
Okay, first off, I really hope you get therapy or you're in therapy. Mm-hmm. Secondly, do not allow your sister to make you feel as though it's your fault for doing anything. Your mother made these choices herself, and it is not your fault, and it's not for you to feel the shame or the guilt for doing anything.
Ooh, you gave me goosebumps. Right, Saucy, you're going to make me cry. I mean, I haven't even been through this thank God I haven't been through this. So you have, but you gave me goosebumps.
I have multiple times, unfortunately. And I will tell you, you are not the jerk. Don't let anybody gaslight you into thinking that, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't do this because it affects so many other people. Mm-mm. No, your mother should not have made the choices that she made. Mm-hmm. And then it wouldn't have affected all these other people.
Yeah. Well, she can't keep hurting people. Like, at some point, enough's enough. I mean, that's just not okay. You cannot it's bad enough how she's hurt. You know, people have the mental trauma, then got the physical on top of that. And then she's got all these DUIs. There's a lot going on here that's really not okay.
And I also want to say, like, you know, it's best for you to walk away. Mm-hmm. Do this, finish it up, and walk away. Mm-hmm. And I know it's really, really hard. I'm going to start crying myself. I know it's really, really hard.
It's all right.
But it's what's best for you. These people did not make you feel safe, and they were your parents, and they were supposed to make you feel safe in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so screwed up, is that these people never made you feel safe. Mm-hmm. And that's not right at all. Mm-mm. And I'm sorry you had to live through that.
Well, I'm sorry you had to live through that too, Saucy. And I just want you to know, it's not in vain when you talk about your experiences and you share them and you remind people that it's not your fault. You don't have to feel shame. No. You're helping people right now by talking about it, Saucy. So we appreciate you, seriously.
Thank you for calling.
We love you. We love you.
You too. All right. Much love, guys.
Much love. Okay.
Much love, Saucy.
Bye. Last but not least is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
She's in West Allis. So we're talking about Deidre, who wrote in. I gave her a fake name, obviously. Her mom, she pressed felony charges on her because of all the issues they're having. The mom has DUIs, addiction issues, it sounds like, hurts people physically. And so now her family's telling her to drop the charges. And so what do you think?
Very triggering for me in more ways than one. I'm going to cry.
It's okay.
She's not a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
She is doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And just like the other callers have said, do not let your family gaslight you into dropping charges. You are doing the best thing for your mother or for anyone in this situation.
Yeah.
First of all, she's where she's safe and she can't hurt anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's
second
true.
Of all, there may be a situation worked out with the DA where she can go to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she...
There's options.
I mean, we know how the justice system works in this state, so charges are probably going to get reduced.
Well, she has six DUIs and she's on the street. Six DUIs on the street? Why are you on the street at six DUIs? We just saw this horrible... Let's not act like we didn't just see that awful DUI or awful drunk driving accident that killed a local teacher in St. Francis. It broke all of our hearts. I'm going to cry thinking about that one. And that guy had two. So I'm like, you know, it's ridiculous when I see someone. It's crazy. But it's, again, addiction. It's addiction.
But that's
addiction.
Neither here nor there,
I understand. The mental health,
right, and she is doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if she needs to walk away from her family, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
At least she's safe,
right?
And she's keeping other people safe.
She's got to protect herself. Mm-hmm.
And the people, the innocent. All the innocent people that have nothing to do with this family,
right? Right. That part. Yeah. Well, the good news is we're on until 10. I mean, seriously, Jessica, I absolutely hear you. And I'm sorry, you know, that this, I know this is triggering some people, but I hope you and Saucy and Aaron and all these people that have called in sharing your experiences know it's tough, but you're actually stronger than you think, because somebody's listening and you're reminding somebody listening that it's okay to hold people accountable. You have to take care of yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, if this person who's going through this is listening right now, girl, I got your back. I'm here for you 110%, as I'm sure most of people listening.
Mm-hmm.
She did nothing wrong, and she needs to know that she is a strong person for doing this, because it's hard for her. Believe me, I know.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, she's going through it right now, trying to do the right thing. And honestly, yeah, it's tough.
My heart goes out to her and her whole family. Addiction is awful.
And domestic violence. And all of, I mean, this is domestic violence. I'm sorry, but the violence, that's domestic violence. It's not okay.
Exactly. The addiction behind it, yeah, the domestic violence.
There's so many different things going on right now. Because she talks, I mean, she goes into detail about how her mom hurt her, but I left some of those details out because people are already, we don't need the graphic stuff. So
we all relating to it enough.
We got enough out of it. So you say not the jerk. Listen, thank you so much for sharing.
Great for putting this out there because just when you think you've got problems, I mean, other people are going through it.
Yeah.
Heck of a lot worse.
It's perspective. So. It's perspective, especially at the holidays. Mm-hmm.
And be there for each other. Mm-hmm. Women got to support women.
That's right. That's right. And we all got to support each other, too. I'm down for the women supporting women for sure, too. But I felt bad because I was looking at DZ and his sons.
Hey, don't worry about us.
He's like, we're fine. We're fine.
Women supporting women, man. Now I'll just take care of my babies.
Jessica, thank you for calling, girl. You're strong.
You.
You're amazing and strong.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing,
we
seriously.
Are. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Thank you.
Well, this has been a tough one, and I really want to thank everyone for sharing their experiences and calling in. And we're just going to leave it at that. It was not the jerk.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Okay, DZ, this is my last dumpster fire of the year because then I'm having surgery on Tuesday, my last skin removal, my final one.
Wait.
I can't wait to see
my... You can't just say this is the last dumpster fire of the year nonchalantly.
My bad.
Drop the hammer like, what?
But I'm going to have a new button. I can't wait. No.
Oh, and then the dumpster fire's going to get crazy.
I'm not getting a butt implant, you weirdos, but I am fixing my tush, getting that skin off of it and lifting it, baby.
Different kind of BBL.
I'll explain it all on like a video on social media since I share everything anyway on social media. But I had to tell you, I finally opened my Hinge because I had just been not thinking about it. And I thought, you know, let's start fresh in 2025. And I thought, you're going to laugh so hard at the message I got on Hinge. This guy messaged me. There was like, first of all, there was like 25 dudes I had to go through.
Ooh, you had a list.
I was like, oh, the dudes are feeling lonely at the holidays. It's cuffing season. Look at this.
So y'all trying to cuff and cuddle, huh?
But the one guy who messaged me that had me laughing so hard was, he messaged and he said something like, hey, Allie, do you intertwine work and personal? Do you talk about dating on the air? He's like, just kidding. I listen to the show. I know everything, and I know exactly that you tell everything on the air. And I just lost it because he had me going for a second at the beginning of the message. Hi, do you intertwine work and personal? And then he's like, just kidding. I've heard the show. It was so
JK.
Funny.
Put me on dumpster fire dating, girl.
It was the one message that made me laugh. And I was like, this guy's funny. It was the only one that made me laugh in the whole queue, dude.
That's a good opener. Did you respond back to that at all?
No, I deleted him. He was too short for me. I'm sorry.
Not the short king.
Not the short king again. I need to just give it into the short kings, don't I?
Short kings. I'm sorry, fellas. I don't know. I don't even know how to help no more, man.
Man, I don't either, honestly. Well, this...
get an EBL, baby.
I don't know. My friend messaged me the other day, my friend Callie, who went to my pre-op appointment because my surgery is Tuesday morning. And she's like, I can't wait to see your new butt. And I was laughing. I was like, me too. It's going to be a few months, though.
Only the homies can say stuff like that.
I know, because it's so hard because I have all this, you know, kind of skin under my tush and my legs. And so I'm not doing the thigh lift. I'm doing a backplasty, which we'll talk about. The doctors are going to come on in January, I think, and we'll get to ask them everything. Because you know people have questions. So
yeah, people got questions, and hi, I'm people.
Same. All right, this has been the last dumpster fire dating of the year? Look, I hear Danny in the background. He's like, yeah, Auntie Allie, we're done.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He said same, too.
He said, we're done. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Ali and DZ. Happy Friday. Lots happening on the show. We wrapped up dumpster fire dating. We had an intense Am I the Jerk? Everybody and their mom is sick these days. DZ's got sick kids. One of my kids is sick, and it's going around, but still on the show. And DZ, I don't know if you know this. I see you coming back in the room. I think you were changing a diaper. DZ, I know you're busy. Listen, I got to tell you something. I'm dying to tell you something. Did you see? I know you have two sick babies. Did you see the news yesterday? The kayaker was in court.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. The guy who tried to fake his own death. Anyway,
We don't have time. Wisconsin that faked his own death.
We don't have time
tried to move to Europe.
Yeah, tried to move to Europe for another woman. More came out about it yesterday, including the fact that his wife filed for at least separation. I just wanted to give her the clap. And I don't. It said divorce, and I said separation. I didn't care, but I was like, you go, girl. So I just wanted to give you the update. He was in court. I think he has to go back in January. They took his passport, and there were some other things in the story that we found out, like he had credit card debt and all these things. You knew there was more going on. You knew there was more than just he fell in love with some chick in Eastern Europe. You knew there was more to it. He was trying to get rid of his problems instead of actually owning up to him. So
he faked his own death.
So he tried. Well, he tried, and he sucked at it. So if you missed it, he flipped over a kayak in Green Lake, Wisconsin. They searched for 2 months and eventually found the guy was alive and got a new passport. Went through so much to get out of this country just to be found. And his poor family. I feel so awful for them. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say, because it's a local family. Watertown is where he was from, right by Economowoc. So we know they're in the listening area, so I'm not going to go crazy. But I'm glad he's back for his children's sake. And I'm glad that he's being held accountable. And they're probably just glad he's alive, even though she filed. Let's be real. They're probably just glad he's alive, you know?
Yep, fair for sure.
And I'm going to leave it at that. Okay. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning. I hope you're having a good Friday, because coming up next, DZ and I are going to talk about an email we got from a listener. And she sent us an email, and then she sent another one saying, never mind, don't use my email. And then she wrote us back, and I said, no, we're using your email, because I was mad after I read her email about the local issue that she's having. She was like, I don't want to ruffle any feathers with my problems. Oh, girl, I read your email. And let me just say, it has to do with the school bus. We've all been down this road, and we're going to talk about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Good morning. It is Friday. Ryan from Alabama will love that I just said good morning. Good morning.
Whip-a, Alabama.
So it has been a wild, wild week on this show. It is officially Friday, but DZ, we got an email this week, and she wrote in for Am I the Jerk? And I read it, and then before I could even reply to her, she wrote back and said, never mind, don't use my submission on the air. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. And I said, girlfriend, we're talking about this on the air, because I've never heard anything like this in my life.
She tried to backtrack and say, actually, never mind.
But then when I told her I was on her side, she said, oh, go ahead and use it on the air.
Big flex ball capping. Right? She was like, I thought I was going to get torn up. But since you agree.
Like, seriously. So here's what she said. She wrote in. She wrote in for Am I the Jerk? But this kind of, I've just never heard anything like this. She said, hey, Ali and DZ, am I the jerk for going off on the bus company for their dismissive reaction to my complaint? Again, not the jerk, in my opinion. She said, I'm so sorry this is long. Feel free to cut it down. I'm going to. Here's what she said to me. She said that her kids who take the school bus, there have been 2 to 3 occasions this year where they are almost to the bus stop and the bus arrives earlier than expected. So the bus beats them there. Okay. She said, this year, the bus driver does not wait for us. They start to drive away. She said, the bus driver eventually stops once they start waving their hands and yelling. The driver passes them even on their walk to the stop. So she knows the driver sees them in the situation.
The driver definitely sees them.
She said, we didn't ever have this issue with previous drivers for the past 4 years. And she said, so she finally called the bus company, which seems like, okay, how am I going to deal with this? And she said, listen, this bus driver is literally arriving early and then leaving without my kids. So, you know what? She said the supervisor tells her the driver, basically the driver should be waiting for the kids on their way to the stop and that they would talk to the driver. And then they also said that you're supposed to be at the bus stop. Look at this, 8 to 10 minutes before the pickup time. Who made that rule? I've never heard that in my life. Okay, and I'm going to break it down for you. So Hudson gets on, I think at like 8:04 or something. I don't remember. And Owen's like 6 something, okay? I need them to be there at the time the bus is supposed to come. I've never told, they get there early, but I've never told them you need to be there 8 to 10 minutes early. Nor have I, if the bus left them, if Hudson was there at 8:04 and the bus was already gone, it would be on.
I guess, do you guys it have would be contingency on. Plans?
Because
this
don't know.
Is their first year riding the bus.
Well, that's a great, well, yeah, I told them we'll figure it out. But if they miss the bus, we have neighbors and things. But sure. I don't know what, I've never in my life heard you're supposed to be there, that the bus could come 8 to 10 minutes early. So just, that. Have you ever heard that the bus could come early and if they come before the time allotted that they can leave you? When did that become a rule?
Our kids are so little that we haven't had this experience
yet.
And I mean, yeah, they'll probably be bus riders.
Did you ride the bus as a kid?
Yeah,
same.
I rode the bus as a kid.
Yeah.
I rode the bus up until, I think, my sophomore year of high school when some of the homies started driving, and then I never rode the bus again.
Mm-hmm.
But up until then, yeah, I was a bus kid. I would be at the stop. Mm-hmm. I remember having to be there roughly 5 minutes, maybe, just to be there.
Just to be safe. There
so I wasn't running, right? Because I had them days where I was right on time,
right.
And so was the bus. And the bus definitely didn't wait, because if you missed the bus, you missed the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated to have to make that walk back home and have to try to figure out a ride, whether it was waking up my mom or calling my dad or asking a neighbor or whatever. But yeah, you had to be there 5 maximum. I was never there any earlier, ever.
Let me tell you something, though. And here's my other thing about this. When I look at this, I go, okay, well, you know, I wonder, when I read her email, I went, are you really, you're always on time? You're sure you're not just late and you're not owning that you're a few minutes late? Like, that was, because you know, I have trust issues.
Are you capping?
You know I have trust issues. So I'm like, girl, are you telling the truth? Like, are you truly there before 8:00? Let's say it's 8. Let's just say it's 8:04. That's our number. Right. Are you truly at the bus stop at 8:04? Are you truly running at 8:02 and they're passing you? Is that true? Or is it 8:06? Because then you're wrong. If you're truly,
you're all wrong, you're late.
No, if you're not there at 8:04, you're wrong. But for them to say you need to be there in case we come 10 minutes early, I never heard that in my life. And that actually annoyed the hell out of me when I read this email. I was so mad.
I actually think it's rude because in the morning, you got to think, people are on their way to work. Some people are on their way home from work.
Mm-hmm.
We've got schedules and time frames and a lot of
that
limitations.
Part.
For the fact that there is even a bus system running to pick your kids up, you should be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying everybody's got this luxury because I know they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But most people do have a way for your child to get to school.
There's transportation.
There's transportation.
Even if you're in Milwaukee and you have to take the bus because they use public, but you still have an option where they get you,
even if you ride MCT, yes,
there are a lot of kids that have to do that.
A lot of the older kids, the high school kids, a lot of them have to ride public transit. Is a way for you to get to school. What I'm saying is, having to now define somebody's day so much so that you are 20 minutes ahead of schedule and just to maybe be there early, now you're throwing the parents off. Now you're throwing everybody else off.
We got enough going on.
So I know you ain't going to wait 10 minutes if I'm running late.
Well, that's what she said. She wrote more in the email saying, well, it's not like I said a word when they were 10 to 15 minutes late. I just stood there and waited. I didn't call and complain. But I get it. I don't know. This made me upset because I thought, since when is it you got to be at the bus stop 8 to 10 minutes early? Just be there on time or you're getting left. Shouldn't that be the cardinal rule? Am I wrong on this?
No, I think you're right. I don't know what the bus system rules are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who else, because everybody's
made this?
Riding the bus.
Yeah.
Who made this up? Because I'm calling cap. Ain't no way.
Well, and I feel like then the school needs to send out emails going, okay, your bus time may be this, but make sure you're there 10 minutes early. Then tell me my bus time is 7:54, not 8:04.
Yep.
That's my bus stop time then.
Allie, you know, I hear you.
You
got a lot of good faith. Yeah, a lot of good faith. No pun intended. Saying this, a lot of great faith, even having the inkling that they could maybe say, hey, if you guys could be there 15 minutes early. So now you're telling me that even though the bus is probably going to come at 8:04, you want me there at 7:53?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, essentially. Nah. Essentially, that's what they're saying. And she did go down farther to say she's got a baby and all these things, which I even left out because it's not even... Because anybody... This goes for everybody who's got a kid on the bus or rides the bus. You know what I mean?
So... Do you think it should be a pickup time or a pickup window?
Time.
I think it should be a pickup time.
Time.
Not a pickup window.
Time.
Not a window.
And if you're going to do a window, you better be clear about it because I never heard that in my life. That's a new
thing.
Everybody
better, you better be in agreement. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but you ain't going to tell me I got a 15-minute time slot where I may or may not be picked up, or you could be a whole 30 minutes late if you're running behind.
Let's talk about semantics then for a second, because if you change it to a window time, then you're still having a bus stop. Because to me, if you change the window to 7:54 to 8:04, in my mind, 7:54 is the bus stop time, period.
That's not
so put that as the bus stop time. Don't say, give me the time. I'm getting mad. See, now the phones are ringing. 414-533-1037. We're talking about one of our listeners wrote in. She wanted to be on Am I the Jerk? But honestly, this got me going, DZ. I'm sorry. We got to talk about this.
This is a topic.
The phones are ringing. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. And we'll talk to you guys next. Should the bus be there on the time or should you be there earlier? Did you know that it's today Taylor Swift's birthday? It can't be. December 13th? Is that her birthday?
Swiftie.
Oh my gosh. Check. Sorry, I should turn up our mics. They were really low there. Today is Taylor Swift's birthday. It's her 35th birthday on Friday the 13th. Woo! Look at that, Taylor. What a girl. Happy to...
I'd tell her to get a tattoo, but I know she won't.
Wonder if Travis is going to propose today.
Ooh, hey, don't you put that on my man's man. I'll text him and ask them.
They're so getting engaged, I'm convinced. Okay, so we're talking about the bus and the school bus, to be specific, because we got an email from one of our listeners who obviously wants to remain anonymous and wanted to be on the Am I the Jerk, but I just got so mad reading it because she was saying the bus company basically leaves her kids. They come early sometimes and then leave her kids. So people are on the phone and we got to go talk to them. Let's start with, how about we'll go to Denise in West Dallas. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Hi, we're talking about should the time be, like if it's 8:04, is that when your kid should be at the bus? How do
it
we...
Should,
yes.
No, they should definitely have an exact time.
Yeah.
And
back
when I was in middle school, I had a bus stop that was about 5 to 6 blocks away from my house.
Okay,
and
same.
And at least the 3 blocks, the bus passed me. And it was my bus driver, and he still took off. So I ended up calling my mom, and they ended up sending me a short bus to come pick me up because it was completely out of line that the bus driver passed me on the way to my bus stop.
And wouldn't even stop for you. Oh, my gosh.
No, he didn't even stop. Nope.
The way I relate to you right now, oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, all the yes.
I was walking on my way to the bus stop. I was like 1 block away. And he still took off.
That's horrible. The fact that they'll pass. Yeah, the fact that they'll pass you and do that makes me crazy. You know what, Denise? Now I'm triggered again. Thank you for sharing. Have a good day. I'm sorry.
You too.
I'm sorry you put through that trauma.
We're triggered together now, Denise. Don't you worry about it. You
seriously.
Ain't alone.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Sandy's in Elkhorn. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you know, we're good. I'm not the one who has the problems, but this woman's email got me going, boy. What do you think about what she said about the bus leaving early and they're supposed to be there early?
It got me going, too, because, you know, when I was in elementary school, I still remember this. I'm 32 years old. Luckily, the bus passed my house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank
God. It's normal route. And the other bus stop was at the end of my road. So if I ever missed the bus and, you know, I saw it going past, I need to run out my house and run down the road.
Would they stop?
And, yeah.
Okay, good. As they should.
She had two buses?
My bus driver, Vicky, was amazing.
Aww.
The bus company and the schools have to think, too. Especially during the winter, there are a lot of little kids who have a hard enough time regulating their body temperatures as it is. Yesterday, when I looked in the evening, the wind chill was -6.
Yeah.
You're expecting these kids to be sitting at the bus stop for 8 to 10 minutes?
When it's that cold, it's ridiculous. It's like why they have indoor recess those days. Yeah, and you know what?
Right.
But
these
although,
kids don't even wear those coats.
Can I tell you something? Hudson came home from the bus stop yesterday. I'm throwing my own self under the bus. Coat on, unzipped. You guys don't know how cold it was yesterday. Unzipped and no gloves. I looked at him. I go, where are your gloves? He goes, in my pocket.
Oh, you psychopath.
I was like, are you kidding me? He was a psychopath yesterday. I was like, what is wrong with you? He's like, I'm okay. I'm like, face is all bright red. Kids getting pneumonia. I mean, I'm like, what is wrong with you,
hey,
man?
Don't joke about that.
It's not funny, actually. Not funny. Knock on wood. But I was like, really? But no, I'm with you. But I feel like if the time is 8 to 10 minutes earlier, give me that time. And then when you're late, I won't have a complaint. Yeah. In that sense. Yeah, like, true. Pick a time. I don't know.
Pick a time. Dedicated time.
But don't leave my kid. But don't leave my kid if they're there when the bus stop time is, right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And, like, you know, with it being that cold, you're expecting them to stand out there 8 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then what if the bus is late? So now they're standing out there for 8 to 15 minutes.
Right. Now you've got a longer window. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
They're exposed to that extreme cold, even if they're completely bundled up. It's so ridiculous.
Sandy, now rest her case.
Think about it, though. But how long are you supposed to even wait? Because I remember times where a bus would break down or a bus would something would happen.
And you wouldn't know.
And the bus would never come. And
I
stood at the bus stop for an hour.
That's right. Thinking, where's the bus?
Where's the bus?
I don't know, but we have a bus driver on the phone. Let's go to her. Thank you for calling, Sandy. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. I'm really dying to hear what Deanna's going to say in Milwaukee. Hi, Deanna. How are you?
Hey, Allie and DZ.
Hi, you're the bus driver. You're a school bus driver?
School bus driver.
Oh, tell us everything. Okay, so did you hear this mom's complaint that she called the bus company when they were early and they said, well, you're supposed to be there 8 to 10 minutes before the time. So what do you think? Because you're the driver.
8 to 10 minutes is the time before your pickup time. Now, for MPS is who I drive for.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait only 30 seconds, even with disabled children. It's 30
really?
Seconds.
And what if you're early?
8:04.
What if?
And thir-
go on.
I'm early. I've got to wait until 8:04 and 30 seconds.
That
pull.
Part. That's what I wanted to know. It. So you do wait, but then you only have 30 seconds, which is more than gracious, because if you're not there at 8:04, that's on the parent then. But well, them telling them 8
seconds.
To 10 minutes makes me crazy.
Nah, that's a lot.
Well,
that's a lot.
That is a lot, but that's so kids are there at 8:04
right.
or whatever their pickup
right.
time is.
But Deanna, I support...
Since it is 30 seconds only that they gotta wait.
I support the bus leaving you if you're not there at 8:04. I'm not kidding. Like, I understand the rules. I'm not gonna try to twist it. However, it makes me crazy that they're leaving kids before 8:04. But Deanna just confirmed that wouldn't be the case.
That you should be waiting.
Oh,
you should be waiting.
She would go back.
Oh.
Okay.
So you double up on the stop.
Mm-hmm. Say I pull at 8:03 and there was a kid coming out of their house and going to the stop. They will make me go back and get that child.
Good.
That's actually
no
good.
Offense.
I like
good.
That. So now we know that there could be bus drivers not doing proper protocol things, and that's something to know. For
mm-hmm.
real, for real.
Well, yeah, that's
for
what
real.
This mom's issue is. So she yep. wanted to know.
Most MPS buses have GPS. They can tell if your door opens.
Oh, tracker.
They can tell you what time you pull.
Wait a second.
This makes sense.
I didn't even think about the fact that you even have the proof in the pudding because you can track what time. You could, if you're a kid, you could hold them
you know
accountable
the
either way.
Yep, yep,
oh my gosh.
Yep.
Deanna, we love you. Thank you so much.
Oh, we-